Joining me to raise awareness about metastatic breast cancer as part of the Lily Thriver movement, Academy Award-winning actress Mira Sorvino is here alongside of her celebrity fitness trainer from AKT Studios, Anna Kaiser. Welcome, both of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, Anna's not my celebrity fitness trainer. She's actually a yoga goddess, and she has a whole line of studios. I have only done yoga twice in my life, so but thank you.
Well, I want to come to AKT Studios no matter what, so it doesn't matter.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Anna, tell us about the Lily Thriver movement.
So I've partnered with Lily to create the Thriver Pose and Flow to help support the women and also men affected by metastatic breast cancer and help them thrive because this is an incurable disease. Lily conducted a nationwide More for NBC survey, and the results found that 9 out of 10 people affected by the disease found yoga to be helpful in managing the everyday stress and impact of the disease on their lives and also on the lives of their family and friends. The pose serves as a symbol for this movement, and hopefully we can raise funds and awareness around metastatic breast cancer.
Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in the U.S., for those that do not know that. What most people are not aware of is that nearly 30% of these people will have some reoccurrence and some may have metastasized.
Yes, actually 30% of any stage cancer that's detected, any stage breast cancer, will turn into metastatic breast cancer. And what that means is that the original site, the tumors, will migrate and appear in other parts of the body. And once it has metastasized, once it is called metastatic breast cancer or stage 4 breast cancer, that is when it becomes deadly. Currently, there is no cure for stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
And we're fighting for that. We're fighting for a cure.
Yes.
Mira, I know you're very involved with this, and tomorrow's a special day. Tell us how and why you got involved.
Okay. Well, yes, tomorrow is Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. I've been involved in activism on this for a few years because I've lost two of my dearest friends to this terrible, terrible disease. It's not pretty. It's not trite. It's not cute. There's nothing pink about it.
No.
It's ugly. It's death. And 40,000 people die every year from it. That number hasn't changed. In 40,000 women, 41,000 if you include the men, 113 a day. And two of my friends have been part of that statistic. And one of them was my dear friend, dancer Karim Nowak, and just an amazing person. And the second one was my childhood friend, Champagne Joy, who, once she became metastatic, she became an activist, and she kind of pulled me along with her, and we experienced it together, and I was by her side as she lobbied Washington, as we met with our representatives in Congress and the Senate, got some laws passed, raised some money, added to the National Institute of Health budget for their breast cancer research, metastatic breast cancer research. We had a fashion show in New York twice. It's called Anna Ono Intimates Times Cancerland, which was Champagne's personal charity that she created, which was a peer-to-peer service organization for women and men living with metastatic breast cancer. But the second time for the activism in Washington and the second one of these fashion shows, she was not with us. So I've been trying to carry on her legacy, doing things for her, what she wanted to see happen. She wanted to see an end to this terrible disease. She said, you know, people kind of expect people, once they get to the stage 4 diagnosis, to go off, die quietly in a corner with dignity. And she said, we're not doing that. We're going to be in your face until you finally give this the attention it deserves in the national discussion of breast cancer. It's not just about detection, early detection and prevention, mammograms. That hasn't stopped the rate of people dying. It hasn't worked. So what we have to do now is focus on finding a cure for the deadly part of the cancer, because no one ever died from a lump in their breast. It's only deadly. It's only incurable when it goes to stage 4, when it metastasizes and becomes metastatic breast cancer. So she said stage 4 needs more, stage 5 equals cure, and that's why we are partnering with Lily, saying hashtag more for NBC. We want to do more. Every time one of you, anybody watching or listening, does the Thriver pose, which Anna can show you, and does the hashtag more for NBC, Lily will donate $100 to one of our three Thriver-led breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer partners, up to $225,000. That's a lot of money. It's not $10 a post. It's $100.
$100 a post.
You can do that just by clicking. And if you don't want to do it yourself, although it is very easy to do in a beautiful pose and it makes you feel good, then you can just retweet or repost one of ours, and they'll still give the money.
Oh, my gosh. I just find that I'm so choked up, Mira, by your heart, and you so badly want this to happen for all of us, not just for your dear loved ones that you lost, but for everybody out there, because we have to find a cure for this. We have to keep talking about this. We have to keep getting it out there.
It has to go from being right now only 7% of all dollars spent on breast cancer go to research for a cure for stage 4 breast cancer, for metastatic breast cancer. That's nuts. Less than 10%. That's the kind that kills people. So we've got to put this at the forefront of this month's discussion. Mm-hmm. The whole month should include discussion about metastatic breast cancer, not just the one day tomorrow. But we are excited to be there tomorrow because Anna is going to lead us through the flow that she created based on the needs of this community and the Thriver pose. Tell us about the Thriver pose.
Yes.
So I created this pose for the community affected with metastatic breast cancer, and there are a lot of contraindications for this community, things that they cannot do, and I want as many people as possible to be able to do it, seated, standing. It is meant to open the heart center, which is the center for love, compassion, and acceptance, also lengthening and strengthening the spine, which is the backbone of who we are physically and incredibly important, spine health. So I'd love to show it to you. You start with the palms facing upwards, and then as you lift the arms and the gaze towards the sky, you raise your heart center, and that is the Thriver pose. And again, every time someone posts or reposts it, Lily will give $100, donate $100, up to $225,000 to our advocacy partners, #MoreForMBC on every post. Please, please, please. It's the easiest way to use social media to raise funds and more research. It's so important and so easy.
And you can go to our More for MBC Facebook page to find out more how you can get involved, how you can watch us tomorrow at 10:13 in the morning on the 13th of October, and how you can also support the three charities that we're working with, Young Survival Coalition for people under 41 who have the disease. I've met many teenage girls who have this diagnosis.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful young woman named, her social media handle is The Ball Ballerina, a very young, beautiful woman who is dealing with this debilitating, life-taking disease and just an incredible person. There's the Living Beyond Breast Cancer, and there is MetaViver, which is a grant-giving organization that funds cutting-edge research, the most promising research to find a cure for metastatic breast cancer.
Wow. And what can we can do this all year round, not just
tomorrow. All year round, not just tomorrow. We want this conversation to continue for many, many months, years. Hopefully this is just the beginning. And again, go to the Facebook page, More for MBC. Also, my 10-minute flow will be there for anyone and everyone that wants to participate. You can do that at any stage.
I have to say, Mira, you, every actress, activist, everything that you do, everyone also knows that you're the official ambassador for the United Nations on human trafficking, too. You've put your heart and soul into so much to protect so many of us. So just doing this, and we have to keep this conversation going, like you guys said, not just tomorrow, but every single day. So everyone's going to get out there and do this tomorrow and every day. We're going to hashtag it. We'll put all the information up on social media today. Thank you both for being here today and sharing such an important message. And
Let's get this trending.
Yes, we will. We will get it. We'll do it together.
Okay.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you both so much. Anna, Mira Savino. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.